Sandy and Ken, it's Magic 95.1 WAJI. Anybody listening want a Mother's Day Diamond Glow facial package from our friends at Aspire?
Well, if you don't want it, you can give it to me. I want it.
Cat really does. I mean,
it's so good.
Her kids need to listen to this segment.
Yeah, no kidding. This is what I want for Mother's Day, guys.
What I want to do for you guys to win it this morning, and we've done a similar topic earlier in the week, but I like it. You guys ready? Our number is 260-467-9500. Your mom once did blank. Now, my favorite type of story with this came a couple years ago. Kat, were you here when we had a daughter call in and say that she ended up being in the same concert with her mother?
Yes.
And the mother flashed the person on stage,
yeah,
right?
Her mother was on the shoulders of somebody else, some gentleman, and was topless. Yes, I was here for that.
Oh, my God.
I am like, wow, that is a good story.
My mom once did blank. That's it. That's all it needs to be. We can keep you anonymous. We'll just need your first name off the air, and we'll get all this stuff. And Aspire Facial is up for grabs in honor of Mother's Day. Again, 260-467-9500. We'll use your stories here today. See if we can get some good ones. It's Andy and Kat. Good morning. Hi. Mom once did blank. What do you got?
Hi. Well, our family was a boating family, and we were on our way over to Put-in Bay, and my mom proceeded to drink several Long Island iced teas, and when we got over there, there was a, like a brick wall type thing where you can walk around, and she vomited profusely for quite some time in front of everybody, so...
Yeah.
As kids, we're so embarrassed. Our mom cannot hold her liquor, and she's vomiting everywhere.
Yeah. How old were you during that? Were you yourself in your 20s or above?
No, we were like 11, 12.
Oh.
You know, the perfect place, Put-in Bay, for 11 and 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Not just that, but
hang on,
by
the way.
Must have been scarred.
I mean, Put-in Bay to me is like, I don't know, spring break that found its way sometimes to a trailer park and never stopped. That's Put-in Bay. That, to me, is sort of Put-in Bay. Andy and Kat, mom once did blank. What do you got?
My mom once went into Kohl's and went to buy a coat, and she totally forgot about paying for it. And she just walked out.
Oh, man.
And then she came home, and the coat was for me, and I was like, this is beautiful. She was like, yeah, it's wonderful. And I was like, where's the receipt? And she was like... Well, I just don't have it.
I just don't have
it. Yikes.
Okay.
I mean, little bit of remorsement there. I mean
was there any, or was there like she just had a lot on her mind, or is she kind of like, that's how she gets her kicks, you think?
She had a lot on her mind. She was a very go-go person.
Yeah.
We ended up going back and paying for it, but I think she was pretty embarrassed.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm sure she was, yeah.
It's Andy and Kat. Good morning. Hi. What'd you learn? Mom once did blank. Go ahead.
I'm a mom. Can I tell my story?
Go ahead.
Okay. So my kids were not home, and I was having alone adult time with a toy.
Oh, yep.
And they came home, and I shoved it into the couch. And when they sat on the couch, it started vibrating.
Oh, no.
I'm not even kidding you.
Did they discover it?
Yeah.
What were the ages of your kids when this sort of happened?
16. And yes, her and her boyfriend discovered it. And as an adult now, she likes to embarrass me with that story.
Oh, my gravy.
Oh, man.
Oh, that is very solid. Oh. Yeah, that might be worthy of a facial because you shared that very...
Obviously, you have needs.
Yep.
So
there's an itch that needs
scratched.
That's right. Thank you for the call. Yeah. We'll see if we can grab all of these, and Kat and I will off the air circle back and award the Diamond Glow Facial, thanks to our friends at Aspire Plastic Surgery for this. It's a high-end facial, and it is a gift that you can consider if you didn't win for Mother's Day for the mom in your life. It's Andy and Kat. It is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Kat just asked me behind the scenes what I'm getting my wife for
For Mother's Day.
For Mother's Day. We got a couple things in the work that works that'll be a secret. My kids, though, are required to come up with something.
Uh-huh.
And so, I mean, if you know my daughter, Violet, what I'm about to tell you is very much on brand. I don't want to ruin the surprise, but I don't think Mel listens in the morning. I think she's running around a lot. But,
well, if you are listening, Mel, turn the radio down, please.
My daughter, Violet, I don't know. We brainstormed couple weeks ago because my wife's birthday is Monday. Mother's Day is Sunday. So it's back to back.
Uh-huh.
It's back to back. So I was like, we got to get something. So I said, hey, what do you want to give her? And they both took their homework, went away for a day, and then came back. And usually at bedtime, we have these discussions when I tuck them in, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How was your day? Tell me one good thing about school. Tell me one thing that made you anxious or was new to you. I ask that at bedtime. And then we sort of have, it's almost like a mini meeting. Then we finish up old business. All right, so did you think of something you want to give your mother? And Violet, who's soon to be 7, says, yes, I would like to take a trip to a moving store this weekend. A moving store.
Like a 2 men in a truck?
Yeah, like a... Yeah.
Hoover the Mover?
That sort of deal.
Moving store?
That's right. You got it.
Okay.
And I said, okay, why? What are you thinking? I'm thinking I'd like for you to go to the moving store and we get a box that I can fit in.
Okay.
And then I'd like for you to cut some holes in it and put me in it and have Mom open it. And I'm the best gift she could ever get.
Oh, my gosh.
And we'll give her that. And it won't cost any of my allowance money.
Oh, my gosh.
You will just have to buy the box.
That is priceless.
So,
man, she really thought that through.
Yeah. And then Hudson heard that idea, who's my older son, who is 8. He wanted in on that.
Yeah, of course. He wants in on the box, too.
He was like, are you kidding? The box thing is great.
Yeah.
I don't have to spend any of my money.
Right. We're the best gift Mom could ever ask for, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And then I said, so do you guys all want in on this? And then Violet didn't want to give it up. And so then
it was Violet's idea, not Hudson's idea.
And then none of them wanted Ford in on it. They needed a decoy. They thought Ford could be the decoy because if all the kids are missing, Mom won't open up any of her gifts.
Gotcha.
They really did think it through, and they really do want this to happen.
Oh, my gosh, Andy. We have plenty of boxes lying around here in the station.
That's
maybe
right.
You could shove them in one of those.
And then they will emerge
uh-huh.
with some air holes and wrapping and that.
Okay. Maybe they should be holding something when they come out of the box.
I mentioned that.
Yeah.
And so, and
maybe,
then,
you know, maybe a flower or something.
Well, I think Hudson might go that route. And Violet didn't want to hold a flower in the box because she might wrinkle it. And so she is going to give my wife a protein shaker.
Oh.
You guys ever take drinks on
the
go? Or,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's it.
And that's a great gift.
And she learned that it didn't cost that much and more the reason that she liked it.
That's an adorable idea.
It's Andy and Kat at 8. It is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Kat, did you tell me you have a deal on firewood for me?
Yes, I do. I've got some firewood in my son's backyard because they have a lot of trees and some trees were cut down a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And it's been piled all around the back. Near the chain link fence, and you're more than welcome to come over and grab that because we are going to get rid of it.
I got to get down on this. I've actually been trying to call around and get firewood delivery. Now, I know you're not going to deliver it, but so there's a bunch of businesses here in town because I don't know. I don't even know how you shop for wood. What do you ask for? A cord of wood, I think?
No, I thought it was a rick. Don't you ask for a rick of wood?
No, what's a rick?
I think it's a
cord of wood. C-O-R-D.
Oh, a cord?
Let's see.
I thought it was a rick.
Cord of wood. Anyway, so okay. I call around yesterday. Well, it's been going on for a couple weeks. And a bunch of, a cord of wood. That's right. 128 cubic feet. There we go. It's 4x4. That's what I was shopping for.
Okay,
a
rick of wood is 4 foot by 8 foot long.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're learning a lot about wood this morning.
Guys, up and down the dial.
Nobody else is talking about.
Morning shows across the nation. wish they had this content. What's the difference between a cord and a rick? Do the bottom one.
Sorry about that.
Anyway, I call around all these businesses. So they say, hey, we'll deliver wood. And I don't know what the pricing is. That's what I was calling for. And I was going to have it delivered in my driveway like you would mulch this time of year. Mm-hmm. Then I grab a wheelbarrow and I stack it in the back and life moves on. Plus, it's a good chore for kids. At least that's what I thought. And about four businesses I reached out to, they're like, yeah, we used to do that. We haven't taken down the website.
Oh, gosh.
They go, we're just too sore delivering all this wood to everybody. We're not doing that anymore. They're like, let us know if you find anybody who does.
Okay.
I thought that was a scream.
Oh, my gosh.
They're like, we've been looking ourselves. Hang on, you used to do it. That's right. You quit because it was too hard. Uh-huh. Yeah. And now you're curious yourself who delivers wood. That's right. Let us know.
That's funny. Now, do you have an axe? Are you going to cut this?
I do have an axe.
Okay, you do. Okay.
I do like it as a little workout. Yeah.
Okay.
So what happens is I will split the wood, and then my kids, well, they used to. We haven't done it in a couple years. Because, I had two huge cords of, anyway, I'm going through all this wood over the years with fires in the backyard and stuff. And it's a fun little workout and yada yada, and the kids help a little with the, once the wood is split, then they swoop in when it's safe and then they stack it.
Oh, good. Yeah. That is a nice little project for the kids to do.
So I was looking for some wood and a lot of people just haven't taken down their website. I'm like, don't you get mad with people calling? They're like, people call all the time.
You would think that, you would get back into that business because there is a need, a demand in which you could probably charge the king's ransom and make some good money doing this.
I talked to a guy, so I said, well, since you're so chatty, that's what I thought. I didn't say. So if you're not doing the wood delivery thing anymore, what are you doing? He goes, flipping houses. He goes, you got one to sell?
Oh, my gosh.
No. Just looking for wood. All right. Thank you. Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1. Mother's Day, Sunday, Teacher Appreciation Week, Nurses Appreciation Week. We've been paying attention to that. And teachers now... $50 DeBrand gift card up for grabs. If you can call in and share a story about the most interesting thing a kid has once brought to class, a student. Could have been for show and tell. You know, maybe a fuzzy handcuff story is always good.
Mm-hmm.
Mom's vibrating marker. I don't know. Whatever you got to do. But the point is sometimes these things happen, usually at elementary level. But you'll never know. I've learned over the years to not put a limit on these stories. Teachers often have a story to share. So if you have one, 260-467-9500. I asked if show and tell was still a thing. And it is, but it's not like every day. I guess my kids at least have a point system where they have to earn points through like reading and stuff to get to go do show and tell.
Yeah,
to present it in front of the class and stuff like that. It's Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. Good morning. I'm assuming you're a teacher, yes?
Yes, I retired like 2 years ago.
Okay, great. Okay. What grade level or levels did you teach during your years?
Preschool.
Oh, bless your heart.
Oh, no.
Bless your heart. Bless your... All right.
She's got some stories.
What do you got? Kids brought what to school? The most interesting thing. Go ahead.
I had a little boy bring wax strips, and he said it makes his mom not look like a man.
Oh, no. He must have watched his mom. You said wax strips.
That is very solid.
That's great. Hang on.
That is a good call.
Hang on.
Yeah. Teacher stories, all right? 260-467-9500. It's Andy and Kat. Good morning. Hi. Safe to assume, yes, you're a teacher?
I am. I'm a special education teacher.
Oh, that is wonderful. How long have you been doing that?
This is my fifth year teaching a special education class and my eighth year teaching.
I know you're counting down the days. Thank you for what you do. Do you have a show and tell / a kid accidentally brought something to class story?
Oh, yes. A couple of years ago, I had a student who kept returning back to his backpack, and I kept saying, well, why is he going back there? Well, I heard a meow. He had brought his cat to school.
Yes, he did.
Oh, boy.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yeah.
And what was the reason why he brought his cat to school?
Oh, that was his best friend. His best friend needed to come to school, too.
Okay. Right. All right.
Well, I mean, just out of pure curiosity.
He got to spend the day in the morning in the principal's office. The cat did.
Yeah.
So it was a good day.
Yeah, I mean, what was the, maybe you don't know, but what was the parent reaction to figuring out Fluffy had been smuggled to class?
I'm sure that he was, the dad was pretty, like, shocked that he had to come and get the cat.
Yep.
But it also, it wasn't really unusual, honestly.
Andy, that's called Tuesday. All right. All right. Hang on for me. We'll grab some name and information here behind the scenes. We might hook you up with a DeBrand gift card. So hang on. You had a student accidentally bring what to class? It's Andy and Kat. It is Magic 95.1 WAJI. I got a trivia question that I think is kind of interesting. In fact, we can put a DeBrand gift card up. Well, it has to do with hobbies. So here's the question. $50 DeBrand gift card up for grabs.
Okay.
Our number is 260-467-9500. Kind of want to get these in the mail ahead of this coming weekend anyway for Mother's Day. So I don't know if that'll arrive in time, but research out today says more money is spent on this particular hobby than any other in America. Yet it will not come first to mind is how this study is listing this morning. 260-467-9500. I will give you a hint. It is a timely survey. I think it relates to maybe this time of year a little bit. According to a new survey out, more money is spent on this particular hobby than any other, but yet the survey says we almost guarantee it will not come top to mind to anybody. 260-467-9500. Kat, what's your guess?
My guess is running, because you've got a lot of money invested in your shoes, your footwear, your attire, your sports bra, your shorts.
Maybe even like your phone and your watch that track your running or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Monitors. Running? That's not right. That's not right.
All right.
I am shocked at the answer to this. I mean, it's almost counterintuitive. Part of me would be baffled if any of our listeners would guess this. I mean,
okay.
Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi. More money is spent on this hobby than any other. It is somewhat seasonal, timely. Good morning. Hi, what's your guess?
Hi, is it golf?
It is not golf.
Not golf.
Very good, though. I mean, I think there was a point in it. I mean, I think this, I mean, there's like Dick's Sporting Goods, and a lot of people are discontinuing even carrying golf clubs. Andy and Kat, good morning. Go ahead, turn your radio down. More money is spent on this hobby than any other. What's your guess?
My guess is like gardening.
You are right.
Really? It's gardening?
It is gardening.
Planting your own vegetables?
It's very expensive.
Yeah.
So are you like a part-time hobbyist gardener?
I like plant flowers, and I've got like 2 hanging glass baskets and maybe 4 plants to plant in the ground, and it was $150.
Dang. Yeah.
They said the tools, the fertilizer, and then sometimes people need to build their garden, you know, so like rabbits don't get in.
Yeah,
you gotta like build a
raised
fence.
Bed, yeah.
Raised bed.
Yeah,
there you go. That's what I was looking. They say that's the most expensive hobby. I didn't know that.
Huh.
So anyway, I hate buying dirt.
Yeah.
I mean, it drives me nuts.
You think the dirt should be free,
yeah,
right?
It should, right? Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1, WAJI. So, over on our Facebook page, we've been having some fun this morning. If you have time, you can chime in either now on the phone or later, but sell us on a product that you're into right now. Like you just discovered blank and you're loving it. It's a chance for you to sell Kat and I on a product or service that you're loving. Kat, what are you into right now? Your cookies?
My Tate cookies. I love them. Tate cookies, you can get them. I think you can get them at Walmart. You can even order them on Amazon. They're a little expensive for like a commercial cookie,
yeah,
but they're some of the best commercial cookies I've ever had. They're really, really good.
Amber writes in. She's like, heard about it for a while. Just tried the Calm app. Like the stories. The guy I like, it looks and sounds like a Viking. That's all she's saying. I feel like there's more of a follow-up there for Amber, but I'm going to leave that be. We've had a number of people. Gladys, let's see, Felicia, Brandy McCoy. All right, so we've had a number of people talk about Is it a store?
I think it's maybe a restaurant in Ossian called Just Add Chips. And people are raving about this place. Mm. Yeah. They say it's delicious. You will get hooked on it. So I do want to look them up. I think it's time for a little Andy and Kat road trip.
A little road trip.
Yeah,
sure.
Maybe we need to go over there and check this place out.
Yeah, these are great. So anyway, I say it for two reasons. One, you might discover something that you didn't know, but kind of as you head into maybe a Mother's Day weekend, I don't know, getting or trying to do maybe Kat's cookies, or you partner it with something that's on this list, could be unusual. You know, people are still into those 40-ounce stainless steel cup tumblers. You know, mm-hmm. Stanley sort of dominated the holiday season with those cups, but there's another of other ones. A couple listeners have found ones that work for them, 100% leak-proof guaranteed, yada, yada. So anyway, there's some good ideas there that I think you could find to be useful, maybe as you head into the weekend. By the way, do you get your mother anything, or is that something you don't do?
No, I do. I get my mother something, and this year I think I'm just going to give her money for Mother's Day. I do. I think she could use it. She could buy whatever she wants. Like every year, it seems like it's almost like I give the same thing, you know, flowers, right, or something that she's into, something for the garden or something like that, or a new shirt that she was wanting. Mm-hmm. This year, I think I'm just going to give her money and say, Happy Mother's Day. She's good with that. She would be great with that.
Yeah, I mean, so you got to know the love language of your person, you know, your mom or whoever you're buying for. Sometimes people want originality. Some people want to count on the routine of whatever you get them.
Right.
Whatever that is. I bought something original yesterday I went the old Amazon route. My mom lives in South Bend. And I don't think she's listening right now. She'll be surprised. I don't know. I thought one of it was kind of cool. It was a non-smear, quick dry sunscreen that mom can keep in her purse. That's okay. Like a roll-on.
Yeah.
She's got the complexion that I have, which means we burn in the moonlight.
Right. A little fair.
Oh, my gosh.
Fair complexion.
Whatever paler than pale is, we're almost opaque. It's not great. So, I got her that and then
that's
like
nice.
Some chocolates and things like that.
Okay, there you go.
Went the Forrest Gump route and got mom a box of chocolates and sent her that way. I don't know, play the hits. My mom also likes Dairy Queen, you know?
Yes.
My mom, you can never go wrong with Dairy Queen.
Oh, man, they've got some good blizzards out right now.
Again, they should have the s'more blizzard.
Yes.
In the fall.
They should. And I haven't seen it on the menu yet. No. This last time I went, they had some cookie dough Reese thing.
And
that was
that.
Amazing. I loved it.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. You didn't like it?
I mean,
play the hits for
you. Dairy Queen is my kryptonite, man.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I'll do, there'll be a late summer, spring night. You'll swing into the drive-thru and you'll get one, and then I'll binge on them for like a week.
Yeah.
And then I've got to wean myself back off of them. Sandy and Kat, again, over on our Facebook page, sell us on something, a product or service that you're really into right now, could make a last-minute Mother's Day gift for some this weekend.